With your QCCR News Update, I'm Ed Halverson. Nova Scotians will be required to wear masks indoors beginning July 31st. Premier Stephen McNeill announced the new measures alongside the province's Chief Medical Officer of Health, Dr. Robert Strang, at Friday's COVID-19 update. Strang says as he goes out and about, he is seeing more people adopting mask use.
I want to thank Nova Scotians who remain mindful of the public health measures that we all need to do to prevent the spread of COVID-19. We are proving that we're capable of adapting to our new normal.
Strang says the package of washing hands, social distancing, and wearing masks is proven effective in preventing the spread of COVID-19. And in order to continue protecting each other, Nova Scotians need to become accustomed to wearing masks.
Before the second wave of COVID arrives, and in all likelihood it is coming sometime in the fall, so we need to be prepared. And part of that preparedness is making mask wearing much more of a habit, making it the norm for all Nova Scotians.
The new rules apply to any public spaces and buildings, but not to private areas, such as offices, classrooms, labs, or residences. Anyone going to a restaurant must wear a mask while entering, exiting, or moving through the space. Dr. Strang says diners don't need to wear a mask while eating or drinking, but they are expected to remain seated at their own table and not to move around the restaurant. As was the case with mandatory mask use on buses, Dr. Strang says there are no penalties for those who choose not to wear a mask. But not wearing a mask could limit a person's ability to go where they please.
I believe and I have confidence that the vast majority of Nova Scotians will do the right thing and will wear a mask when it's required. People should also be aware that businesses have the right themselves to refuse entry or to refuse service to people who are not wearing a mask when they're required to, but always with the allowances for the small number of people with valid reasons for not wearing a mask.
While he wants everyone wearing masks, Strang encouraged Nova Scotians to be kind when dealing with someone who is not wearing one.
People see somebody who's not wearing a mask, don't make a judgment. You don't know that what that person's medical history is. You don't know maybe they have a disorder that they can't wear a mask. So don't make a judgment. We need to all support each other in a positive way. And I really believe if we follow that approach, that is how we're going to get people to cooperate with each other. Taking a strong, heavy-handed enforcement approach is not going to work in something like this.
Premier McNeill says wearing masks as part of a daily routine is the added protection required to open up the province to the rest of Canada.
And opening up to the rest of the country is something we're going to have to do. We need to learn to live with COVID until there is a vaccine. We can't stay closed forever. Our families need to reunite and our economy needs to ignite.
McNeill acknowledged it's not a popular move right now, but pointed to the losses being felt in a tourism industry that is worth $2 billion annually to the province as reason to open our borders.
And I'm afraid if we don't safely open up to the rest of Canada, most of our tourism businesses will have to shut down. And they employ thousands of Nova Scotians across this province. And we can't afford to lose the tourism industry.
In a final note, McNeill asked Nova Scotians to find the courage to welcome their fellow Canadians back into the province. For QCCR, I'm Ed Halverson.